So Grant and Lee were in complete contrast, representing two diametrically opposed elements in American life. Grant was the modern man emerging. Beyond him, ready to come on the stage, was the great age of steel and machinery, of crowded cities, and a restless, burgeoning vitality. Lee might have ridden down from the old age of chivalry, lance in hand, silken banner fluttering over his head. Each man was the perfect champion of his cause, drawing both his strengths and his weaknesses from the people he led. Yet it was not all contrast, after all. Different as they were in background, in personality, in underlying aspiration, these two great soldiers had much in common. Under everything else, they were marvelous fighters. Furthermore, their fighting qualities were really very much alike. Each man had, to begin with, the great virtue of utter tenacity and fidelity. Grant fought his way down the Mississippi Valley in spite of acute personal discouragement and profound military handicaps. Lee hung on in the trenches at Petersburg after hope itself had died. In each man there was an indomitable quality, the born fighter's refusal to give up as long as he can still remain on his feet and lift his two fists.